This is C.Dale Young reading my poem, For Its Blue Flickering. For Its Blue Flickering. If you take cobalt as a simple salt and dissolve it, if you dip a small metal loop in such a solution and place it in a standard flame, it burns a brilliant blue, the flame itself bluer than the richest of skies in summer. I wanted to be that blue. And so I claimed that element as my own, imagined that fire could make of me something bluer than the bluest of blues. But what does an 18-year-old boy know of the blues? All I knew then of cobalt was its stable isotope. I had no knowledge of the radioactive one, with its gamma rays used for decades to treat cancer. I had yet to be exposed to such a thing. I was hot for cobalt, for its blue flickering. Chemistry can be such an odd thing. When a teacher of mine offered up that faggots doused in certain chemicals burned blue, I saw it as a sign. How can we not see such things as signs, as omens? Blue the waters of the Caribbean Sea, blue the skies over the high deserts, and blue the passages I found in old Greek texts that surprised my prudish sense of what men could do with men. It always came back to blue. But boyish ideas are just that. They seem for all the world to be fixed things when all they are is merely fleeting. In the end, my makeup was none other than anthracite, something cold, dark, and difficult to ignite. It is dense, only semi-lustrous, and hardly noticeable. One dreams in cobalt, but one lives in anthracite. Yes, the analogy is that basic. Anthracite, one of Earth's studies in difficulty, once lit, it burns and burns, caught somewhere between ordinary coal and extraordinary graphite, anthracite surprises when it burns. It isn't flashy. It produces a short, blue, and smokeless flame that reminds one of the heart more than the sky.